Smoke from the Aspen fire could be seen hanging over much of the Fresno-Clovis area early this morning. The fire is burning in the rugged and steep terrain of the San Joaquin River Gorge near Huntington Lake. The lightning spark blaze has now burned over 14,000 acres in the Sierra National Forest since it began last Monday. As of this morning, officials say the fire is just 25% contained. Over 1,600 firefighters are currently working on the blaze, which has thus far cost $8 million to fight. Some of the best reporting on the fire and what it means for mountain communities in both Madera and Fresno counties has come from our next guest, Gina Clugston, the editor of the website Sierra News Online. Gina, welcome.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you so much for joining us. You published a very interesting account, a firsthand account of the fire from the front lines as you drove up Mammoth Pool Road in Madera County yesterday. Tell us about what you saw.
Well, I was on the west side of the river, so the fire is on the east side, but I wanted to get good pictures, so I stayed away from the smoke. There are dozens of engines and hotshot crews all along Mammoth Pool Road, which is Forest Service 81. They have a contingency plan in place in case the fire comes across the river. So they're stationed all along the roadway watching the fire and watching for anything crossing over. And then if that were to happen, they have a plan in place to attack the fire immediately.
Is that a concern for communities on the other side of the river? North Fork's a ways away, but it is, I guess, in the general vicinity.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the mornings, you know, this morning was pretty good. It wasn't too smoky, but generally for the last week when we get up in the morning, it's just smoked in from the downslope breezes in the evening, and it usually takes until afternoon for the inversion to lift, which is one of the things that's been hampering the air attack over there, is it's been too smoky for them to use the aircraft that they have available. And, of course, as you saw from the photographs, this is very, very steep, rugged terrain, slabs of granite, and it's really been difficult for the ground attack. So a lot of what they've been accomplishing is through air attack, and the last couple days they've had pretty good luck in the afternoon getting their aircraft in there. They're now staging all of their helicopters at the old mill site in North Fork, some very impressive huge sky cranes and such. It saves them hours. Of course, the pilots are only allowed to fly so many hours, and the ships are only allowed to operate so many hours before they need maintenance. So it's saving them that way. It's closer to the fire for them to stage in North Fork than to go all the way back to Fresno.
I even understand they're using some jet aircraft. There's a DC-10 that's an air tanker that's dropping flame retardant in some of the areas. What are you hearing from some of the firefighters that you've talked to? I understand that you got a chance to meet up with some of them as they crossed over Mammoth Pool and in that general area.
Yeah, they are. The hotshot crews are staging at, they have a spike camp at Minaret's workstation. Of course, the road is closed all the way from Fish Creek up. The firefighters on the west side of the river, as I said, are just in preparation for the eventuality of the fire crossing over. I think they're really enjoying their duty because they just get to look at the beautiful scenery, and they're not on those tough fire lines across the way. They're just standing by on the west side.
What about what about evacuations on the west side? Have there been any for some of the folks that live in that area? Are they concerned?
Oh, yes. They've evacuated everyone from all the campgrounds all along there. And there are, I believe, two sections of private land up there where folks have cabins. And, yes, I've been contacted by people that, you know, they're real concerned with that. But at this point, the fire hasn't crossed the river. The river itself doesn't. It doesn't provide a real good fire break because there's not a lot of water in it. I believe I heard someone say it was only 70 feet wide. It's very steep terrain once it does cross over to this side of the river. But so far, the winds have been coming from the southwest, blowing everything toward the northeast where there's no structures or towns or anything. So that's been a real good or people keep people a little bit less nervous.
Well, Gina, thank you so much for relaying your reporting on this story with our listeners. Again, our guest today has been Gina Clugston. She's the editor of Sierra News Online. And go to their website, sierranewsonline.com, and click on her story, A Trip Up to the Aspen Fire. There's some very dramatic photographs and other accounts from the fire on Monday. Again, Gina Clugston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe.